the Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge, kitchen and bath showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
About 100 Ghostbusters just walked by these.
Literally 100, yeah. Which sort of attracts attention.
I'm afraid no goats.
Cute costumes.
Checking in at
number 5.
Happy Halloween, everybody! Trick or treat.
That was sweet. Greetings from the White House.
I know. He's like, I don't know what to make of him. I never do.
I bet they pass out some seriously good treats.
Oh, yeah, because people just come right in. Just come right in. Come on in. Listen, let me tell you something. I got like 87 days left. I am come on in. Want to touch the nuclear button? Come on in. Couldn't be worse than what's going to happen when I leave.
Make yourselves at home.
Yeah, make yourself to home.
Mm-hmm. Although I wonder if Michelle Obama makes him keep the treats very healthy.
Well, he comments on that. The president and the first lady hosting a D.C. area number of school kids to the mm-hmm. White House for Halloween. He praised their costumes. The first couple also showed the kids some dance moves.
Whoa.
To Thriller.
Nice.
Your costumes are outstanding. Young man, no selfies in the middle of me talking. And Darth Vader, back up a little bit. I'm getting spooked. You guys all look scary or cool or whatever you're trying to be. And we hope you have a great time. We hope, parents, that on this day at least, you don't have to pay attention to Michelle and healthy eating. And in fact, the more candy, the later you eat the candy, the better. Because I think that you being up all night with a sugar rush is exactly what your parents are looking for.
It's great advice now that his kids are fairly grown.
Right. I see what he's doing there. I see what he's doing. Again, it's like, you know, look, I don't have to be presidential.
No.
Trick or treat.
Right. Just go ahead. Have your kids load up on sugar.
Load up on the sugar.
Not my problem.
High fructose corn syrup. That's the key. Right, Michelle? I don't care what you say. I'm not eating another carrot. It would really be funny if Barack Obama leaves office and becomes like a clump. And next thing you know, he's like like that scene where like we're in the clumps where all of a sudden he becomes fat like that. Right? Sort of a deal. Be kind of fun.
I don't think
sitting around. And he's just watching. He's watching Monday Night Football. Reruns from years past.
That he never got to see.
Plays Madden football. You know, he's not doing anything.
He does have some catching up to do.
You know what? Catching up. Breaking Bad. I haven't seen one single episode of Breaking Bad.
He's way behind. Boy. How were his dance moves, by the way? Did you see the video? Anybody see the video on the Thriller?
Is he good?
Is he good?
Brian? He didn't. He actually didn't dance, being told.
Okay.
The kids dance. He's like, look, I could bust a move. Try this, Donald Trump. See how this works. Hillary Clinton with that bad hip of yours. Try this. See what happens. Quite honestly, I don't care who wins this thing anymore. Now that Wiener is showing himself again,
oh,
you know what I mean?
Gosh.
See what I did there, Michelle?
Yeah.
Michelle. All right.
Trick or treat.
Thank you, President Obama.
This is like senior year. Uh-huh. All of your, I mentioned this before, all your finals are done. You have to hand in a couple papers that you've already written.
So true. Wouldn't it be funny if the president went trick-or-treating and just kind of put on a costume so no one would know it was him? Just sort of.
I'm out.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Take a look at me now.
Do what regular people do.
I don't care. I don't care what happens. All right. Checking in at
number 4.
Donald Trump holding a rally in Greeley, Colorado yesterday. At the same time, the Denver Broncos were playing a home game about 60 miles away. But Trump, according to his remarks, wasn't worried about going head-to-head with the Broncos because the NFL ratings are down.
I don't know if you know, the NFL is way down in their ratings. And you know why? Two reasons. Number one is this politics, they're finding, is a much rougher game than football and more exciting. And it's honestly, we've taken a lot of people away from the NFL. And the other reason is Kaepernick. Kaepernick.
Remember back in the day when he was complaining about the debate dates because they interfered with Monday Night Football and that might draw too many people away, and then they got 80 million people to watch them for the debate?
Right.
It's hard to keep track of where he stands on that.
Right.
Trick or treat.
Yeah. I like this. I think he's, you know what, he is, the funny thing is he's never on message, but he's always on his own point. Right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the thing. He's never, his advisors, it drives him nuts. But the guy always will make the point that he's trying to make, whatever the applause line point is. So he's standing in front of a bunch of people in Greeley, Colorado, and he wants to talk about football. So he brings up Colin Kaepernick. Right? I mean, that's the way he does it. That's just how, it's a natural, it works for him.
Football ratings, though? Really?
Are way down.
But really? On the campaign trail?
Yeah, I don't think it's because of that, though. I think it's because if you want to know, I mean, with all due respect to the Republican candidate and his infinite wisdom, there are some other things going on that are affecting football ratings. One being that you don't have successful franchises in any of the major cities right now. That's
including
a big problem.
Chicago.
Yes.
By the way.
Especially the Bears.
It's not
That's
helping.
Really a problem.
Can't be helping.
Really, really, really a problem. Except for Boston, where in New England Patriots corridor, where they're seeing some success, and the ratings are up. And they were down for the first four games because no Tom Brady nationally.
That's right. And even though Tom Brady was out those four games, he still is a candidate for MVP. Imagine that. Take that, Roger Goodell.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, easy.
Yep.
Keep your knickers on.
Yep.
So so you have that problem. You do have, there is a spreading out, too, of football. I think they found that the Thursday night game may have created a problem because people forget that it's on.
And the quality of the games are so bad because teams only have a few days to prepare and to get healthy.
Yeah.
They're normally sloppy games, a lot of penalties, bad teams. Last Thursday was the Jaguars and the Titans. It's a dumpster fire right there.
And then you also have them end in a tie.
Yeah.
Which I don't really like.
Yeah. All right. Before we get, I know, there's a lot of reasons for
there
it.
There are.
But Donald Trump will take full credit for it. And then when it's not me, it's Colin Kaepernick. It's his fault.
No, Peyton Manning doesn't help either.
That's I forgot to mention that. That you've also lost some of the big stars of the NFL, and it's a star-driven league. I mean, people go to watch these games because they want to see people.
Right. Play Brady's well. The only real big star, and they suspend him four games for allegedly deflating a football.
That's okay, totally wronged, but that's stuff I've gone. That's some coverage.
Your point, Brady. TB12.
Yeah. I've gone over that before.
So, but Trump thinks it's him. Fine. By the way, next season, we're going to call the whole thing off because I'm going to blow up the whole world. Take that, NFL. Take that, Roger Goodell. All right.
Maybe he'll make Tom Brady ahead of, some department.
That's right.
That would be great.
TB for VP?
Pence, you're out. I never liked you.
Brady can throw a football.
He's a winner.
Right. You're not a winner, Mike Pence. Never liked you and your white hair and that earnest grin on your face. Look, it looks like you got hit in the middle of the head with a ball peen hammer, okay? Get out of my sight. You're fired. I could do vice presidential apprentice is what he could do. Right? It would just all be somebody. And it would have he could have a contest. He could have NeNe Leakes, Tom Brady, Omarosa, Dennis Rodman.
Geraldo Rivera.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And get better ratings than the NFL. According to him.
Also, that Elisa Machado, I'm going to have her back for that.
Mm-hmm. Melania might be in the running. I mean, throw her name in.
All right. But right now, first, before we get to anything, Judy Pilek standing by with the WGN Traffic Travel Spots, being brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. The countdown clock to the next championship baseball game is 1 hour, 1 day, 1 hour, 50 minutes, and 1 second. Four Seasons Heating and Air, for all the right reasons, Four Seasons, Judy.
Maybe Violetta?
I mean, maybe Violetta. Oh, wait, hold on.
Hi.
Hello, there you are. Go ahead, Violetta.
Hi there.
Are you in my house right now?
I am in your house.
It sounds like a mansion.
It is, Judy.
It's huge, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a sad little painting of a woman crying in the kitchen, and I'm staring right at it.
Is that your mom?
Is that where you sit?
It's my mom, yes. It's my mother's self-portrait that she gave me.
I'm so disappointed in you, Ro.
Yeah.
And it says, "Are you proud of me?" right next to it.
Are you proud of me? All right. Do you have the WGN traffic trouble spots?
And then there's this. Be sure to check out the CB app or hit up Facebook. Tell Chicago's Best TV where you like to eat. Watch Chicago's Best Sundays at 10 p.m. on WGN TV. Your pick just might be Chicago's Best.
Yeah, it's the Ro Khan Show with Hannah DeBlantis, 720 WGN, top 5 at 5. Checking in at
number 3.
Bryan Cranston was interviewed on the Bestseller Experiment podcast. And, of course, the election came up. And he was asked if the Breaking Bad creator, Vince Gilligan, could come up with a new character for him, and if it, what would it be if he could?
If he can create the ultimate character for me, you know, on the frontal lobe right now is Donald Trump, you know, because he's such a tragic Shakespearean character, yeah. You know, he's comedic as well because of the tragedy of this man's soul, the delusions that he has, and the supreme narcissism. But a beautiful character. And there will be, in the States, there will be classes taught on this election period. There'll be books written. There'll be movies made because of the anomaly that he presented.
Yes, that is all true. But it is rich for an actor to be talking about extreme narcissism, isn't it? I cannot believe how narcissistic this character
no
is.
No one in my own profession would ever have these kinds of qualities.
What's Bryan Cranston going to do if Donald Trump's elected?
I would definitely move. It's not real to me that would happen. I hope to God it won't.
No one's moving.
Well, you always have a list of celebrities. This year you got Samuel Jackson, Barbara Streisand, Cher, Jon Stewart, George Lopez. All say if Trump is elected, they are moving.
I'm an American. I'm staying right here.
I thought you said you might go to Australia.
I was going to go to New Zealand with Ruth Bader Ginsburg, but she called me and she said her hip hurts, so we're not going.
You're staying now.
No, we're staying.
Probably an okay idea.
Yeah. I'm an American. I'm staying no matter what happens. I'm going to fight for what's right.
Good. Good for you. I like hearing that, Ro. Yeah.
Number 2.
It's Halloween night on Dancing with the Stars, and Ryan Lochte isn't getting his wish thanks to his partner, Cheryl Burke.
I wanted to be a Ninja Turtle, but she said no way.
No, so on your off time, which is hardly any time, not on the show. And what, the Ninja Turtle is going to be all passionate in the tango? We're going to get, someone's going to tell us something again. Like, if you weren't a turtle, maybe you would have gotten a 6.
It's very confusing.
I just want to be like a turtle. What? You're such a buzz hassle, Schilberg.
She's got a point. It's kind of hard to do the tango in a turtle costume.
Okay.
How does that work?
So then I'll be a transformer.
They're always hassling you, bro.
I know.
What's that about, man?
That is so bogus.
It's not cool, man.
No.
Not cool.
No, I could be like Omnibus Prime or whatever his name is.
Dude, that guy's sick.
Yeah, he's sick. Yeah.
He's a Power Ranger, right?
Right. No. Yeah. Oh, how about a Power Ranger? They're like romantic. That'd be cool, right? Right?
The blue one was the coolest. Yeah. Oh, the green one was pretty cool, too, man.
Oh, man. Kick. I kick you in your head.
Roundhouse,
just kicked you in your
bro.
Head. Right. Oh!
Total roundhouse.
Oh, Cheryl Burke, roundhouse you right in the side of the head, man. Could kill you with my toe.
Oh, God. Anyone else surprised he's still on Dancing?
I like how Cheryl Burke. I like how Cheryl Burke, who's, you know, I would not, I don't think she's a Nobel laureate to begin with. And she is already sick of him. He wanted to be a Ninja Turtle. And I'm like, dude, you don't understand. We're doing a romantic dance, and you want to be a Ninja Turtle. You're a moron.
She's been on the show for quite a few seasons. I imagine she might need a break after this one.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly the point. And so right now, she's like, oh, my God, this guy is really as stupid as they say he is.
Celebrated his dog's birthday 3 years in a row. Eighth birthday, I should say.
He forgot that the dog kept getting a year older every time there was a birthday.
But he posted on social media, happy 8th birthday to my dear dog.
Yeah.
Happy 8th, buddy.
And it was different
the next
days
year.
Each time, too. Like, there's a day later than the year
That's cool.
Does not help the reputation when you do that.
Dude, you got a cool dog, bro.
I do,
like,
man.
That guy, man.
He's like 6.
6.
Yeah.
Sick or 6?
It's like 6.
85 in dog years, bro.
I know. Wait, how do you do that?
I don't know. I just guess, man.
They always say like a dog ears, and I don't understand what's going on, man.
Right. It's confusing.
And it's like you, a multiplicate or something like that.
Oh,
and you get like
that.
A number. I can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
No, hey.
Typically seven.
Hey. Mm-hmm. Hey, all I do is I swim the laps, dude.
Dude, you're sick at it too, bro.
Right. That's what I do. Everybody else, you do the thinking. That's what you're good at, Butch.
Oh.
All right.
All right.
checking in at
number one.
Okay.
Some fan threw something right out on the field, too, at about the 1 yard line.
Yeah, initially I thought it might have been a flag, but I didn't say it because it didn't look yellow.
What? Well, it wasn't a flag. No, this happened during the Patriots game yesterday. Patriots and Bills in Buffalo.
So it was a fan that ran out there with
this?
No.
Fan threw an item out onto the field.
Oh.
The item was a marital aid.
Mm-hmm. I think I know where you're going there.
Now,
And it was clearly visible to people? Like, they were all... I didn't
spoil the game. Well, the official came up and saw it.
He's like, what is this?
If it's buzzing, don't they call, like, an anti-bomb squad or something? I mean, how do you know it's not a pipe bomb?
You'd have to. Sure. Don't know if it's dangerous.
So, during Tom Brady's weekly call-in radio show...
Mm. Love that show.
He discussed the bizarre scene...
I did see it. Yes, I did. I thought it was funny that the ref didn't want to pick it up. No one wanted to reach down and grab it. That was very unusual. That was a first. Only in Buffalo have I seen something. Yeah, that was very interesting thing. I know. How'd they get that in the stadium?
So many questions.
That's a very good question.
Did they use plastic gloves
in
to
your
remove
pants?
It?
Yeah.
Yeah. What are people thinking?
Oh, well, it's Buffalo. And I guess, well, I mean, they're trying to send a signal, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
I like how, if I were a ref, I would have pulled out my flag and picked it up with the flag. You know, like you're picking up dog poo.
Right.
That sort of thing.
Get the Purell out.
Yeah, right. And then just, like, take it over to, like, the training table and then drop it right there. It's just sitting
ref.
There on the training table.
Poor ref. They don't get paid enough for that.
Yeah. And then you get another flag. Then I would go, enemy, I got an extra flag. Oh, God.
Trick or treat.
Thank you, President Obama.
Let's close this thing up.
The top five at five.